Matt, we have a cosmological quandary for you from Loeso, who says, do bodies floating in space, whether that's stars, planets, whatever, do they spin in different directions? For example, are there some, say, planets spinning clockwise and other planets spinning anti-clockwise?
Okay, I mean, so the basis of this is conservation of angular momentum, which most of us will probably be familiar with if we watch Tom Daley dive and hopefully win gold at Rio.
It's all about the angular momentum.
Is it, is it really? Yeah, yeah. So as a diver, be him Tom Daley or any of your other favourites, tucks in, they spin around faster. If they open up, they spin around slower. So that's conservation of angular momentum in action.
And the other example of that is a ballerina.
A ballerina is a really great example.
Or an ice skater when they're doing a pirouette.
Chris, whatever you're the biggest fan of, really. I mean,
anyway, back to the physics.
Sorry, solar system.
so we've got like stuff spinning around.
Yeah. A star forms from something called a protostellar disk. So you have a molecular cloud, these big things. Everyone's probably seen pictures of something like the Horsehead Nebula, these beautiful, massive columns of gas. And then eventually a star will form when the gas cools and it actually begins to rotate. When it begins to rotate, it actually flattens and forms a disk. And in the center, you've got a newborn star. That disk is rotating. It's going to be rotating the same direction as the star is rotating because you're conserving angular momentum.
What makes it start rotating in the first place? Is it just like whatever wobble is there?
It's random motions that start because you start hitting things over and over again. They all start moving with an overall angular momentum.
It's like the average. So all the particles that come to the party to make the star, they add all of their own bit of spin.
That's right.
And the average, when you sum it all up, some going one way, some going the other, will end up being in one direction,
So it's all part of that collapse and that movement.
But within that kind of solar system, would all the planets be spinning the same way?
Okay.
And what about our own solar system? Is everything spinning the same way in our own solar system?
So many questions.
I know, right?
So this disk of gas, it cools, it forms planets. They have their own little disks and therefore, they're going to be traveling in the same direction. So in a perfect scenario, you'll have a star in the middle rotating one direction. The planets will then also all be going around the same direction that disk was going. And the planets will also be spinning the same direction as the central star. But, and I can use Chris as this for this. Chris, you can look at me. Okay, so for me, I'm rotating this clockwise. But what direction does it look like for you?
Well, you're turning a biro over and over in your hands. Okay, an ink pen. You're turning it over and over in your hand. Yeah. For you, it's clockwise. For me, it's the other way around. It looks like it's turning anti-clockwise.
So the way it looks to us is just a matter of perspective. To say that everything is spinning the same direction is, well, it doesn't really have any meaning. You have to put it in the perspective of the observer. But going back to our own solar system, there are, in fact, two planets that do not spin in the same direction, Venus and Uranus. We believe that they've just encountered another body.
They're like kind of billiard balls smacking together that they then spun off the other way around.
So Uranus actually spins almost on its axis and Venus spins into the direction. So they may well have encountered in the very early, the early period of our solar system, another body may have struck it. It's transferred angular momentum. It's now spinning in a different direction. So certainly in our own system, there's evidence that things don't have to spin in the same direction.
Fair enough.